Well, I'm going to share some scriptures with you, and I'm not going to tell you the name of the sharing. If anybody can guess at the end of it, you get a special prize. Okay? Please turn to Isaiah 45. Okay, fine, I'll tell you. Expect God to do great things for you. How's that sound?
Wow.
Because that's what he wants to do for us.
Did you say 45?
Isaiah 45. And we're going to read a couple of verses, starting in verse 5. It says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. And that thou hast not known, and they were ignorant of him. Even though they were ignorant of him, God, where does it say? He girded them. So God wants to gird everybody, you know, especially us as people. But so it's good to get to know God and to know all the things that he wants to do for us and he wants to take care of us. And girded, that word girded means, who knows what girded means? Like a girder. What does a girder
do? It's like
support.
Support.
Ah.
Right. It's like a belt.
Girdle.
There you go. So it's a support. So we have this God that is telling us that there's no other God except for him that wants to gird us. He wants to support us. He wants to take care of us. Verse 6, it says, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. So does God want us to know that he is the only God? That he is the one that we are to rely on? That he's the one that's going to gird us up and take care of us? Yes. Verse 22, same book, same chapter. It says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and what?
There's none else.
None else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall answer. Shall swear, sorry. So, this is good. It says, he has sworn that the words that comes out of his mouth are not going to come back. You know, he's not going to take them back. So the great things that he promises us and wants to do for us, he's not going to take them back. I thought this was interesting. That word sworn means to seven oneself. Anybody know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means that when you swear an oath, you say it seven times to yourself. So if, I guess to establish it or make it like really serious that he's going to not take his words back, that he's going to do his word for us. And then, where was I?
20.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear, surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. So in the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. So we have righteousness in God and strength, and those who are incensed against us, which means they're not happy with us or they're trying to do evil to us, God's going to make them ashamed, which is disappointed. So that's a good thing. Because God's taking care of us. In Psalm 18, we're going to kind of float around, so just stick your finger in every place we go and hold it. We're going to be scooting around all over the place today. Psalm 18, and in verse 1, it says, I will love, this is a David, Psalm of David. It says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler. Buckler is kind of like a girder type of thing too. He's going to take care of it. He's like a shield. And the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The snares of death compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. So he had some pretty hellacious things going on here. Death and sorrow and this and that and the other thing. But in his distress, in verse 6, it says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. God is always listening for us when we have our, when we need to cry to him, when we need to talk to him. He's always there. He's always listening. He's never not listening. And then this is a great little mind picture here. So God's listening. He's hearing this thing. You know, his guy is calling unto him. He's crying unto him. And then it says, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Someone was messing with one of God's people. God was not happy with that. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. I thought, what a great thing. You know, God hears the cry of one of his people, and he gets on his little cherub and starts flying around, and he's wroth. He wants, you know, he's starting fires with coals, and all because one of his people needed him. And that's a, that's the great mind picture. In verse 17, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they was too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. That's our God. And if there's any one thing you remember from this whole thing, is that God is delighted in us. He just loves us, and he wants to take care of our every need. He wants to do all these great things for us. And go back to Isaiah 41, a couple of books over. Isaiah 41, and we'll start in verse 10. Fear thou sometimes. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be what?
Ashamed.
They're going to be disappointed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, that they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. And that's what God will do for us in our, you know, all the everyday troubles we have and we drum up in our heads, all the things that battle against us, you know, when we go to God, they're going to be as nothing. They're just going to be gone, out of here. All of those troubles. Go to Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 23. that right? Yep. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, and that word fall means to like feel inferior or overwhelmed. Though we fall or feel inferior, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. This God is going to continue that even though we feel inferior, God's going to upgird us. We all know what a girder is now, right? I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. That's a great thing for us, God's kids. And one of the keys here is in 1 Peter. Go to 1 Peter. Peter chapter 5, and verse 6, it says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all our what?
Care
upon him, because he cares for us. So he cares for every part of us. He cares that when we have trouble. He cares that when we're, during happy, joyful times, he cares that we're happy and joyful. He cares about every aspect of our life. Where is it here? Page 2, Psalm 32. So you should have kept your finger in Psalm. Psalm 32. Verse 10. So, there are wicked people in the world, and this is what they have in store for them. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked. So, it's better for us to, seek God out than to seek the wicked things out, right? Mm-hmm. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord gets what?
Mercy.
Mercy shall compass him about, which means that mercy, God's mercy is just going to surround us always. That's pretty neat. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. That's the opposite of being wicked. The wicked, he has sorrows in store for him. But us, the upright, have all of God's blessings, all of his rights, privileges, abilities, all of those great things. So we're in Psalm, how about Psalm 42? Verse 10. As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me. That's not a good thing. While they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So they can say, where is your God, all they want. God is with us all the time. And he's surrounding us with his love and with his goodness and with his girderness, all that stuff. He's girding us up. Psalm 115. Psalm 115. We're going to read this whole psalm here. Start in verse 1. It says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. And one of the things that pleases God is for us to do his will and for him to bless us with his blessings. So if God wants to bless us, he blesses us. Verse 4, their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have no mouths. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not, neither speak they through their throat. Now, what good are these idols? They're not very good, are they? It's not very good to rely on these idols. And I think the picture of these idols is the distractions of the world. You know, we make idols of everyday things, but God is saying that these things, you know, they're not going to help you out. The only thing that's going to help us out is we'll find out in part two. Verse 7, they have hands, but they handle not, feet have they walk not, neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusted in them. So we don't want to be trusted in these idols. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. Ye that fear or respect the Lord, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that respect or fear or respect the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That's the God we're blessed of. He made heaven and earth. That was a pretty awesome project that he took on, heaven and earth. But we're blessed of him. The heaven and the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. So we got a great God that's taking care of us. Psalm 17. Psalm 17, verse 6. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt what?
Hear me.
O God, incline thine ear unto me and hear my speech. And that's a great little mind picture too, when God's inclining his ear to his people. He's bending down, he's stretching forth for him to be able to hear us and meet our need. Verse 7, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand, them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. You know, and God just wants us to keep trusting him. Trust that he's going to hear us and that he's going to continue to deliver us from whatever it is we need deliverance from. How about Deuteronomy 28? Deuteronomy 28. I'll read starting verse 1. It's a long chapter, Deuteronomy. You've got to change it over. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of the sheep, of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. So you think God's covering all of our blessings? Does he have us covered? Does he have us girded? Does he have us shielded? He is totally taking care of us. Luke chapter 11 says, Luke chapter 11, verse 9, it says, and I say unto you, what?
Ask.
And it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And God doesn't close the door on us. His ears are always open to us. He always wants to answer our prayers. And the last thing I'm going to read here, you can't read it because it's from the NIV, so I copied it out. But this is out of Job, and I just thought this was pretty cool. Job chapter 5, verse 2 through 9 in the NIV. It says, resentment kills a fool, and envy slays the simple. I myself have seen a fool taking root, but suddenly his house was cursed. His children are far from safety, crushed in court without a defender. The hungry consume his harvest, taking it even from among thorns, and the thirsty pant after his wealth. For hardship does not spring from the soil, nor does trouble sprout from the ground. Yet man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. And this is what I thought was great. But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before Him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed and miracles that cannot be counted. Mm-hmm. So, we are serving the right God. He is the only God. Remember from the beginning?